So North Carolina has been home to some of the nation's most bitter partisan fights over political gerrymandering. And after the 2020 census, its General Assembly will draw new state and congressional maps. Steve Harrison from member station WFAE has this report.
10 years ago, Republicans took over 20 state legislative chambers, seizing control of mapmaking after the census. That cemented GOP dominance at the state and congressional levels for most of the decade. This time, Democrats are mobilizing.
The Democrats have finally awoken that there's this thing called state legislatures out there in the country.
That's Austin Chambers, the president of the Republican State Legislative Committee, whose Red Map project helped spur the GOP's dominance in 2010. This year, there are battles for statehouse control across the country in places like Wisconsin and Florida, and in surprising states like Kansas, where Democrats are trying to break a Republican supermajority in the legislature. And then there's one of the biggest prizes, North Carolina, which is expected to get at least one new seat in Congress.
But they've also realized that that's the only way you can really have good power in Washington. No one in Washington draws their own congressional map. No one in Washington draws their own district.
2 years ago, Democrats broke Republican supermajorities in the North Carolina House and Senate by flipping seats in Charlotte and Raleigh that have been trending Democratic for a decade. But that low-hanging fruit is gone. Now, to claim a majority in either chamber, they must win in places where President Trump won easily 4 years ago, like Gibsonville, a town of 7,000 people that's 20 minutes from Greensboro.
Do you like me gravy?
No, that's okay.
No?
How about collards?
Nicole Quick is a Democrat running for a House seat there. She's at Pete's Grill, where every other booth now has a Do Not Sit sign to enforce social distancing. Gibsonville is the kind of place national Democrats have abandoned on the campaign trail.
I was in the Christmas parade in Pleasant Garden, right? You're riding through downtown Pleasant Garden in this parade. There are a lot of Trump signs. There are a lot of NRA hats, all of that.
She says she's urging Republican voters to think about issues, not her political party.
At the end of the day, is it going to make a difference that I support sensible gun legislation? There's some voters who aren't going to vote for me, but again, I'm trying to appeal to those issues that matter to families.
One reason Quick may stand a chance here. A court ordered North Carolina lawmakers to redraw its political maps last year after activist groups and Democrats sued. Quick says she supports turning mapmaking over to an independent commission instead of letting the party running the legislature draw the lines.
Democrats were guilty of it in the past. I think there's that temptation when you're in power to try to hold on to power. And that's why, you know, I support independent redistricting to take that temptation away.
Quick's campaign is getting a financial boost from groups like Future Now and the National Democratic Redistricting Committee, led by former Attorney General Eric Holder. They're spending millions of dollars on races like these around the country. The NDRC has spent more than $420,000 so far in North Carolina, says the group's director of campaigns, Garrett Arwa.
During the last round of redistricting, I think it is very accurate to say there was not the attention paid to redistricting and gerrymandering that is paid to it now.
Republican State Senator Ralph Heiss says that if Democrats win, they'll still want an advantage in drawing maps.
I have no faith in any commission appointed by members of a partisan board that would somehow suddenly become nonpartisan.
North Carolina Republicans like to remind Democrats that they had almost complete legislative power for more than 100 years, and that they drew gerrymandered maps, and that the GOP took control of the General Assembly running in districts that were drawn by Democrats. For NPR News, I'm Steve Harrison in Charlotte.